Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 5th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff here, and welcoming into the studio our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA. I want to welcome in Carly Redmeister, Member Engagement Director. Carly, did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
I did. Oh, God. Pam, write that down. thanks for being here, Carly.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. And Baxter Arndt, Sports and Camp Director. Baxter, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
Appreciate you guys being here right away. Thank you both for to you and your team and all you do for our community. We really appreciate all the work that you guys put into this, and especially all the work you do with our kids. Thank you so much for all you guys put into this. And I want to actually start off about the, you know, those kids and others in membership, and start right there. You got something really fun going on membership wise right
now. Yeah, we have a big promotion happening all the month of March. So in March, we are waiving the joiner fee and any fees that may come up in March. So your first month is completely free as long as you've been inactive for 6 months and you're willing to commit for 6 months.
Right on.
So this is one of our biggest promotions that we've done in a while. So again, waiving that joiner fee, which can be up to $60, and any prorated fees for March.
Mm-hmm. I certainly want to help you guys sell this, so I don't want to hurt that or anything, but mm-hmm. I do want to compliment the Y, because from the day this door's opened, the Y has worked to get people and more people into the Y.
Mm-hmm.
We got a beautiful building over there. We got a great spot in Port Edwards. We've got some really good locations and some really good areas. That building, you look at that building, we got to keep the lights on for it. That's not the way the Y approaches it. The Y approaches it, we got to get our community involved. We have to bring people in. We want to bring more people in. It's a community hub. It brings so many things and so many people together. And one of the most beautiful things I think that the Y does is work with communities, work with families. What is your budget? What can you afford? How can we get you into the building?
Absolutely.
It's just in this day and age, I can't think of 5-10 businesses off my top of my head or nonprofits that are able to do something like that. Really appreciate you paying attention to the community, you guys caring about something like that. And this membership program is a great incentive, a great way to get people. Maybe, if you've been on the fence about it, or as you say there in the notes about it, maybe you haven't been to the Y in a while. Maybe you came out and you were using it a lot, and then, holidays happen or something along those lines.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity to get back in there.
Absolutely. We do have a lot of seniors or other people who have been away for the winter who are coming back, who are excited about this promotion to get back into the Y, to start walking when it's raining or sleeting like it was yesterday, but to have that place to go when the weather isn't so nice.
And one of the other things that I think of too with something like that is I've been working out since I was a little kid, but I'll be honest, just between the three of us, I'm not the most consistent at it. Sometimes mm-hmm. I take breaks, sometimes I'm not always at it, and it can get on you. It can mess with your confidence about these things, or even just your own, kind of self-worth, if you will. One of the ways to build that back is a Y membership. And it's not that, it's not something I'm saying just because I got you guys in the building here and stuff. It's something I can say because I've done myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those ways of kind of building that back up. A lot of people out there have issues with confidence or self-worth. Just having a Y membership, just doing that right there is a great first step, let alone the things that you can do and build at the Y. There's so many advantages to it. The communication, running into people that you don't always get to, the connections that you make.
Oh yeah, even if you don't know people, they'll introduce themselves right away at our coffee lounge area when you walk in the door. The group of members that we have are so welcoming, and they want to get to know you and make sure that you're okay and you know where things are. They're like our little greeters that know more about the Y sometimes than what we do, it feels like.
We're going to talk more about membership, at other times and everything, and certainly be bringing it up on our morning shows. There is a think of this too, everybody. In the 20-some minutes we have with these guys, we're not even going to come close to covering everything the Y offers.
Absolutely.
There's so many things that are going on over there. And to that point, no matter what age you are, what your interests are, the Y's got something for you.
Or we want to, so let us know.
Nice. Nicely done, Carly.
Thank
you. Absolutely, yes. Reach out to the Y with ideas. Certainly, they're a great, very encouraging for that. But do want to remind you to bookmark the webpage, SWYMCA.org, SWYMCA.org, to find out more information, and we'll reference that again a little bit later. When it comes to memberships and finding out more about that, Carly, is there anywhere we can direct them? The website the best place?
Yeah, the website's the best place, or stopping in and getting kind of your feet wet in the situation is a great start. You can set up a tour that second with any one of us there, and we'd be happy to show you around. And sometimes that's all you need once you see it.
Oh, yeah. I have a hard time believing you get people in that building and they don't sign up. Yeah, that's a good point. Appreciate that, Carly.
Thanks.
We're going to talk to you a little bit more in just a little bit about this Easter egg swim. I cannot wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
I've been really looking forward to talking with you again, Baxter. Appreciate the work that you put into our the local sports, our youth sports and that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to start with youth sports with you.
Sure. I'd love to talk about youth sports. We are in the middle of our Winter 2 session, and we are registration is open for our spring session of youth sports. We are offering pickleball at two different levels, outdoor soccer, dodgeball, and then for the micros, the 3 to 5 year olds, we have indoor soccer. That's a lot of fun. You come with your parents, you get to play some games. Usually it's red light, green light, go fish, stuff, you know, whatever we can think of that would make the kids have fun. And on top of all that, we're offering something special this spring break for our 6 to 12 year olds, and that's our Outdoor Adventurers Camp out at camp. It is 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Thursday, from March 25th to March 28th. And that's a great opportunity for kids to just see the camp, find out if they like it. Kind of leads me into what we've got going on this summer. But it's designed to just have fun for 3 hours and give the parents a little break in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody out that
exactly.
way. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about camp, and we'll come back to you with sports.
Sure.
With summer camp, I mean this winter has been so weird. It hasn't felt like we've even had a winter. So it might be a little weird to think of spring or think of summer camp. But now's a great time to enroll. Membership is open right now, correct?
Right. Registration opened.
Yeah.
Correct. Registration opened on March 1st, and we are currently doing our early bird registration. So you get $10 off your registration per week if you sign up within the month of March, similar to Carly's membership promotion. It's our way of trying to find out where our numbers are, give people a little bit of a break this time of the year, and try to boost our numbers so we've got a good-looking registration for the entire summer.
Yeah. There's not many parents out there these days that don't want their kids to have a little more nature in their diet, you know, and get out a little bit more. I'm not one of those people that worries about that stuff overly. I deal with a lot of kids, a lot of younger people, and they seem to have a pretty good balance of the tablet and outside and a lot of that. But to, you know, squash some of those nerves or even just for the fun of it, it seems summer camp is becoming more and more popular and kind of having a resurgence from previous enrollment numbers that we've seen. And that I want to encourage people to ask more about this and find out more about the camp and get their kids involved in it.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I think we're going to see a spike is we're trying to change things up a little bit. We are going to offer more opportunities for the kids, whether that be for all kids, I guess I should say, because we're going to offer crafts, fishing, sports, just about everything every single day. We're not going to try and stick to one theme or opportunity that the kids may or may not like. If your child is sitting at home and reading, why not come to camp and read with 15 friends in a hammock and just enjoy the outdoors? One of the big focuses this summer is going to be outdoor education. And that doesn't mean we're going to sit down like we're in a classroom setting. More so, we are going to give them opportunities to learn about nature, to learn about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
It's an opportunity that you don't have everywhere. We're very fortunate to have right here and have a camp like that. It's a beautiful area. That alone is going to get people in, let alone all these other things that you mentioned there that kids can enjoy and take and learn from. It's a great opportunity. As far as the youth sports, I want to come back to that with you for a second, Baxter. Being a transplant, coming to town here, one of the first things I noticed, there's a lot of soccer fields. There's a lot of soccer love around here. That's certainly a love of the game and sport and everything. But it's also one of the things that where I know even for me, where I was growing up, and my dad, hockey player, boxer, one of the first things he's like, well, you got to get into soccer. I'm like, well, soccer, that's the opposite of the things you do, Dad, and stuff. He says, no, it's not. Soccer encompasses so many different different things as far as sports go, and I would say relationship wise, as far as kids learning how to work together and being a good teammate and some of those things. But it's also such a great exercise too, that you're constantly moving. There's a lot of positives of getting your kid enrolled in soccer, even if they don't necessarily have a sports interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we noticed that our soccer numbers are the highest generally, but it gives them an opportunity to learn motor skills, to learn how to stop and start and use their legs productively. What we try to do is not so much teach them the whole game. What we want to do is teach them the basic skills. We want them to be able to go and play for the Rapids Kickers or any of the surrounding areas during the summer, to just be better, to enjoy it, to not have to learn the game even as a fifth grader or so. We'd rather have them come to us, learn some of those skills, go play for a team, and just love the game for the game, not hate the game because you couldn't figure out how to play it.
Yeah. Well said, yeah. I will say, too, as a side note, we got the World Cup coming by here pretty soon in a couple of years and everything. Not a bad idea to get the kids into soccer and learning it a little bit more. That sport is only growing more and more in this country and in North America in general. That part is a nice little added bonus to it. But everything you mentioned there about this, it makes me not only encouraged for this, but to encourage others to want to do this, especially when it comes to those motor skills and some of those things you mentioned. We may not, some of these kids may not be the next Pele or Mia Hamm or whatever, but they're going to go on and do things in life that those skill sets are going to be applied to, that they're going to use them with, no matter what field or what they do in their lives. They're going to be able to apply those things to it. Sports has a lot more to it than wins and losses. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a cool part of this, I imagine.
Well, that's a huge part, and it's affordable, which is the biggest draw. We love that we can offer affordable programs. Everything we do, we try to make it affordable for our families, for the local community. But yes, they may not go on to play professional soccer, but the best athletes in the world are multi-sport athletes, and even if soccer is not their game, they're going to find something that they love. We haven't adopted it yet, but even esports, it's coming around, and it's very popular, and there's a future.
Yeah.
It's good to get your foot in the door with some youth sports.
I come back to this. I appreciate that the Y looks at things that way, that it's not just about, well, what do I like? What am I interested in? I'm going to teach that, or I'm going to focus on that. No, you guys are constantly looking at what the community does, what the world is looking at. And I completely hear you on the esports thing. Mm-hmm. I've got nephews and godsons that love sitting there and watching other people play video games or playing video games. And I was a gamer growing up and everything, but I didn't quite understand the idea of just sitting there and watching other people play games. And then I go and sit and watch football for 10 hours, watching other people play a sport. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get a little bit of it. I get that I don't get it, and I get that why people would do that. It is something to think of and keep in mind. And I also think to adults out there, it's something to not be so quick to squash. Mm-hmm. That they may know something or may be getting something out of this that you don't understand or you don't get as an adult. I know that's happened to me sometimes. So like I gave an example of right there. That's great to hear. Whether it happens or not, it's just great to hear you guys are thinking of those things. I did want to come back to pickleball, too, because as we're talking about popular sports, that one just keeps rising. Every time we get together, man, it seems like it's more and more popular.
It is. I was going to mention, I was listening to the morning show last week, and I don't remember who your guest was, but all they could talk about was pickleball at the Y, pickleball at the Y. Yeah. And I thought, wow, free promotion. but realistically, it's true. We have an incredible amount of people who come to play every single week, adults and kids. Usually we start putting up the nets about 10 a.m. and we don't take them down till 1 because we are packed the entire time. And it's a great way to get into the sport, because once we get outside, you're usually hoping someone shows up instead of knowing there's going to be a huge community ready to play, and they're willing to teach, which is a great part.
Yeah, and to that latter part, Baxter, when it comes to people that have been hearing about pickleball or they've been curious about it, I think it'd be fun to kind of just touch on a little bit of what pickleball is. We don't have to get into all the nuts and bolts of it if you don't mind just touching on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great, because there's a rise of people interested in the sport but may not understand what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to give you something weird, James, but if you shrunk down to the size of a 15-pound dog and stood onto a ping pong table, that's essentially what pickleball is.
That's awesome. Yeah. This is the best description I've ever heard of anything.
You have to think about it that way. It's kind of like tennis, but you're not trying to hit the ball as hard as you can. It's more like ping pong, where you want to be strategic about what you're doing, get the people moving. It's certainly more fun as a team game, so as two on two, but it can be played one on one. It's a lot more running, maybe not as fun, depends who you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you could imagine, or putting a toddler on a ping pong table, that's what it would be like. So it's a fun game. Everybody can play it. I go out there and I'll compete against our members and guests, and they could range anywhere from 16 to 85, and I'll still get my butt kicked. So it's for everyone, and it's an active game, but you don't have to worry about getting injured every time you play.
Just forgive me, excuse me for one second, guys. I got to reach out to Funk and Wagnalls and Webster's Dictionary and make sure that they get that description of pickleball in there, because that is the best you're ever going to hear.
Yes.
That's awesome. That was a great job by you. In all you know, seriousness too, it's great to hear of sports that are bringing young and older people together. I love that. And I love any sport that in you know, whatever age you are, especially if you were getting up there in age and maybe you can't pick up a basketball like you used to, or go out and run like you used to, or something, where you still have an opportunity to get some of that exercise in and have some fun at the same time. Pickleball's good. I can't see this sport dipping down in popularity. I think it's only going to rise, and if not stay at where it is.
It's the fastest growing sport in America.
Yeah. You got guys like LeBron James and stuff buying pickleball teams and everything. It's only going to get more popular. I'm curious to see if it ends up in the Olympics, as a side note.
I'm curious to see. The level of competition is continuously rising. So, and I'm basically regurgitating what our CEO tells me every day. Matt is very interested and very involved in the pickleball community, but
to the point he has all of us directors out there every Wednesday trying to learn it.
We're out there trying to learn how to play, trying to get better as a team, and it brings a lot of laughs. But the sport itself. The pro level is continuously getting better. Unlike some of these sports where, I mean, I'm a big hockey fan and they can't reinvent the wheel every single year.
Yeah.
Whereas pickleball is still growing to the point where you're going to see a completely different game in 10 years.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. I hadn't even thought about that. I've been watching hockey my whole life, and you're right. It doesn't, I mean, some things with a little bit of puck play, but nothing really that different.
Yeah, the skill changes, but the game doesn't.
No, that's a really cool point to think of with this sport and being involved in it at these stages, to be able to kind of see that kind of growth of it and everything. Very interesting. Thank you, Baxter. Carly, I want to talk a little bit about this because I've been dying to talk about this. The Easter Egg Swim. We tell people what this is and when it is.
Yeah, so the Easter Egg Swim, as a lot of family knows, the Easter Bunny is sneaky.
Yeah.
And he or she comes to the Y often and hides things. So this year we have communicated with the Easter Bunny, and he is a swimmer, and he is dropping eggs in our recreational pool. So on Saturday, March 30th, we are doing three different Easter egg hunts in our pool, three different 45-minute time periods that you could sign up for. The cost for members is $5, and non-members is $9, and registration will close as of March 29th.
Okay. Do you need a swimsuit for this? Do you need?
Yes, I would recommend a swimsuit. You are going to be in the water. You never know what that bunny is going to put in these eggs. Some could be at the bottom. Some could be floating. Different prizes could be at the end of it, depending on how many you get. But this is for all ages up. I should say all ages till 16. But if they're
I was so excited for a second there.
Under 8 years old, though, if they're little ones, an adult would have to be in the water, but they would not have to register for the event.
I want to send a special shout out to you guys of being able to work with the Easter Bunny. Pam and I have been trying to get the Easter Bunny on Midday Magazine for years. No luck. Nothing. Nothing.
We couldn't get Santa. So
nice. Nicely done. Yeah,
connection has got us this far.
Good. Well done. it's a fun idea. Do you know how this came about? How this idea like came? Because I've never heard of anything like this.
No, I've never heard about it, but some other local wise kind of presented it, from my understanding, in the aqua department.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They all must have a really close connection, and we're gonna get pretty hard with these Easter eggs this year.
So which means we're gonna need a lot of kids, a lot of parents to be able to help get all these Easter eggs out of the pool and all that. I mean,
absolutely. Otherwise, Baxter's gonna have to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, he's got a lot else the other things to do here.
Still willing to get in the pool.
Yeah, he's still willing. It's good of you. He's a team player. This is gonna be fun, and it's a different approach to the Easter egg hunt, which is really fun for kids. Whether you know a kid is 3 or they're 13, they've been doing this, you know, maybe a bit and everything. It changes it up a little. While also keeping the tradition still alive and having fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And gets kids in the pool. Like getting kids more and using that pool a little bit more over at the Y, not a bad thing.
No. And again, if you're a non-member, please come and check it out, see what the Y is all about. And like you said, James, this will get you in the pool, and getting you in the building is our big goal here.
It's you know, I should warn the audience, if you haven't been to the Y, once you get in that building, you're not going to want to leave. It's an amazing facility. It's got so many wonderful features to it, and something for everybody. I think that's a really good note, Carly, too, about this event, with this Easter egg swim, if you will, because if it's open to everybody, and maybe you are been on the fence, or you've been driving past the Y and you've been thinking, I got to stop by there. I got it. I got to do that. And it's been a couple of years since the new building's been open, and you're still saying that. Here's an opportunity for you to get in there and actually find out what there is, what we're talking about here today. And every time the Y joins us that we get to talk about. Are there any other notes about this? You mentioned the registration. How can people register for the event?
You can register online. You can call into the Y, or you can stop in to register as well.
Excellent. Do want to also make sure to mention, what were the dates for that again? I'm sorry.
It is on Saturday, March 30th from 10 to 1, but there's 3 different time frames that they can do.
And how long do they have to register for?
Until the 29th of March.
Thank you, Carly. Appreciate that. We also want to remind the audience and people out there that the Y is always looking for good volunteers.
Yep.
We can always use an extra set of hands around there. It's another great opportunity to check out the Y and find out more about that. If people want to have follow-up questions about some of what we talked about today, or they are interested in volunteering or any other great features at the Y, where should we direct them?
Either to our website, which is swcymca.org. You could call in at 715-818-9622, or you can stop in 601 West Grand Avenue.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yes, very well done. Both of you, great, great half an hour here. Thank you so much for the time and everything you put into our community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Be sure to follow the Y on social media as well. It's a great follow. And again, that website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.